The point in time count takes place across the country at the same time. It's required for communities receiving federal funding, and Leon County Commissioner Rick Miner volunteers every year.
Dozens of volunteers will go out with trained counselors out throughout Leon County, meeting up and interviewing people that are on the street about their homelessness situation. It basically allows us to get a snapshot of the status of homelessness in Leon County. We need you as a volunteer to help us with that point in time count.
The data collected during the PIT count tells policymakers at the state, national, and local levels about the scale and nature of homelessness in a given area. It also guides funding decisions and strategies. Jonna Coleman is the executive director of the Big Bend Continuum of Care, which leads the point in time count in the region. Each year, she and a group of volunteers and paid staffers take to the streets and everything in between to seek out people who are unhoused.
I think it gives people a firsthand opportunity to engage and see what homelessness looks like. And often you may just figure out that what you really thought homelessness looks like, it really doesn't.
According to federal data, homelessness increased across the country by 18% last year, while Leon County saw a 5% hike. This year's survey comes amid new Florida laws aimed at preventing local governments from allowing people to sleep on public property while letting businesses sue over the issue. I'm Margie Menzel.